are definitely hearing in our readings today the reflection of a very, very deep lament. I want to point out something to you. If we had done Psalm 137 out of the Book of Common Prayer, that last verse that talks about dashing babies against rocks would not have been there. Clearly, when that psalm was placed in the older prayer book, it was thought that that was a verse that ought not to be there. But it is a verse that's there, and it is something we have to come to terms with. What we are seeing in these readings is the depth of despair that happens when everything you have is taken away. The future for your children, the way of life that you've always known, and you are drawn into exile. Not sure if you would ever get back to Jerusalem again. And that terribly deep, anxious feeling of what is lost. And there are your captors coming to you and say, dance for us, sing for us, as if they could not see the deep pain and agony that people were in. So much agony as a way of describing just how deep and horrible it was. That phrase of dashing babies against a stone, only those driven to ultimate and awful despair, trying to get people's attention to realize how horrific their actions are actually accomplishing. Now, it may be hard for us to understand that kind of exile. Some of you may have experiences like that. When I think about my time in Manitoba, when I was at Easterville, Grand Rapids, let me tell you the story of Easterville. What a wonderful name to have for a village. To be called Easterville. And it was named after the chief, and the chief's name was Easter. His name was changed, obviously, because that's not his original name. But Easterville was this absolutely beautiful island where people had built their homes and they had gardens, their children were growing up and playing. They could go out on a fishing and be able to come home at night. Then Hydro came and said, "We are flooding your land." And they took the people of Easterville and said, "You have to decide to live somewhere else." This was in the middle of winter. Everything was covered with snow. They took them to this place that was near the water. So they thought, well, at least we can get our boats out. But they would not be able to be home the same day. They would have to camp out because it was too far from their fishing grounds. So they chose that piece of land, this Easterville. And when the snow melted, all it was stone. Stone upon stone upon stone. A barren kind of wasteland. And Hydro built homes for the family. But I think if one of our communities, non-Indigenous communities, was flooded, when they built the home, they would have put in running water, maybe, and not even a lot of forest around where you could cut wood down and have a fire. When I think of their anguish, when I think of how they felt about being exiled and to be flooded out of their home when they were living peaceably and well in their home, their courage to carry on continues to impress me. But that level of agony, I bet you they knew that. That level of agony, I'm sure that the many people from Syria who saw so many of their children die needlessly with bombs, I could see them making the same cry as that Psalm 137, or the lament that we heard. Such a powerful, powerful lament. When I was here on Tuesday, I decided to go visit someone, and I did. And I figured out how to walk there because I wanted to get a sense of the land and the neighborhood. So I figured out a way and I walked. Got there in about 15 minutes, which was pretty good. Had a visit. And then when I came out, she said, "You know, I think you could go that way, back." And so I tried. And smartphones aren't nearly as smart as they should be. I tell you that I started the walk back here. It was over an hour. I got so lost. I couldn't figure out my phone. I couldn't figure out where I was. I asked people along the way. And whenever I get lost, I just get this anxiety inside, that sense of trembling. Am I ever going to get back there? And when I thought about it, as I was walking, I thought, you know what? This is just like our journey at St. Peter's. You know, we know that familiar 15-minute walk, but now we're being told, go that way. We're not exactly sure where. And it's difficult. It does create anxiety. You worry about, is it going to take too long? Will everybody be able to keep up? Will we make it okay? I did. I made it okay. And so will we. I think we need to always keep things in perspective. And listen to the words both in Timothy and in the gospel. Paul is saying to Timothy, what's going to make a difference is for you to go forward with courage. You're not going to know what the future is going to be like, but you have power, and you have love, and you have self-discipline. Pray. That is the promise we're giving. We're not promised a blueprint for what is going to be built or not built or anything like that. We're not given guarantees that the future will be a certain way. None of that. What we are comforted with is through God we have power, through God we have love, and through God we have self-discipline. And we need to step forward always with courage. Not because we know where we're going. We have to take those anxious steps. And it may indeed take more than an hour to do that. But we can help each other along the way. And the disciples, keen to move forward, those disciples were, except they wanted a guarantee. Guarantee that everything in the future is going to be okay for us. They said it by look to yourself and have courage to develop faith together as a community, as a people who are loved by God. And if we actually believe we are faithful, we will be faithful for all that we might face in the future. I sometimes think, when I look around the world, where we have young people saying to us that climate change is critical, I can hear their cries almost like Psalm 137. Why is it that there are so many adults who aren't listening to the children's cries? It's like we were dashing them against a stone to ignore them. I'm certain that that's how it feels at times. When I think about what disdain some of our leaders have treated the children and the young people who have stood for justice for our creation, we need to have the courage of our faith. We need to live out our faith. We need to support our children and young people who also have a vision for the future. And we want to walk with them. And we want them to walk with all of us. It's not easy. The journey may be long, but we're going to be together. We're going to walk side by side. We're going to encourage each other. And nobody needs to feel like an exile. But as